This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
To the third hour of this live Saturday edition of the program. You can dial in toll free. You can join us here, take control of the airwaves, and bring up whatever you want. We didn't intend to, but it's open phones every night here on Free Talk Live, and inevitably somebody called in about immigration. And that's pretty much what people want to talk about now, so we're going to get into that. But, of course, you can bring up anything anytime you want. With you here tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
The toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or call in on our Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. You'll sound almost like you're in the studio with us if you do that. And in fact, we've got one of those calls on the line. We'll get to it here in a moment. But first, to the phones and to the fun, we go to Jake, listening in Indianapolis to WIBC-FM. Hello, Jake.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Obviously, illegal immigration is a topic. So before we start there, I mean, a lot of time guys on the pro side of this are a little off the rails and don't seem to have many good talking points. I'm a libertarian, so I'm not a conservative to begin with wholeheartedly. I kind of sit on both sides. Secondary to that, this always turns into a topic about immigration. This is not about immigration. I don't have a problem with immigration. I don't believe many Americans do. It's illegal immigration that's the problem.
Can you tell me, as a libertarian, the successful government program?
As far as what? I'm a constitutionalist. As a libertarian, I don't necessarily believe in big government.
Right. Well, I'm just saying that if the government's bad, presumably the government is bad at most things.
I'm not saying
why would they be good at immigration?
We obviously have a lot. Okay, I want to try to keep this civil, man. Too many people go crazy, and this is
I'm asking you a question.
I'm not saying too many people start going off the road. I don't necessarily know that there are many good government programs.
Okay. Should we put this organization in charge of something as important as immigration, then?
How about this, though? Let's put it in perspective. We talk about illegal immigration and people flying in from other countries, okay?
Okay,
over
flying
50%
in?
Of over 50% of illegal immigration comes from the southern border. That's Mexicans alone.
Hold on. More than 50% of illegal immigrants are overstaying visas. So they may have come from south of the border, but they came here legally when they did.
Where do you get your statistic from?
The internet, just like you.
Well, I mean, I get my facts from a lot of different places.
I'm sorry. I cannot cite a source at the moment while we're just going back and forth. I'll be happy to address that when we come back.
So we're going on break?
No, we're not.
We're not. I'm telling you that you need to operate from the standpoint that more than 50% of the people in this country are overstayed visas.
I'm operating from the standpoint that this always gets turned into a problem that America's anti-immigrant. We're a country founded on immigration, but we're also a country of laws. The problem being, I'm not allowed to violate a law as an American citizen. Are you?
Wait a minute. Hold on. Are you telling me you don't ever violate the law?
I'm not saying I don't violate major federal laws. No.
Immigration's a misdemeanor.
That's not what I'm talking about. Now, listen to my point here. Answer this. If they're here illegally, and they're not allowed in most states, they're not allowed to require legal identification. They can't pay taxes legally. There's a lot of things that they cannot do.
But many of them do pay taxes.
How are they doing it? They're using illegal identification. They're driving without a driver's license.
That's because it's hard to get legal identification.
That's identity deception at the best. That's a felony in every state. Or it's identity theft.
Why in the world do you think that you...
Hold on, wait.
As a libertarian, do you want... Do you turn over to the government the ability to identify people for you? Because I don't think the government should be out there just identifying everybody willy-nilly.
If we are born in this country, we are vetted and we are identified, we are locked
vetted?
In there are three branches of
are
government
you kidding?
In this country.
Americans Check commit far more crimes than illegal immigrants do.
What's that?
Americans commit far more crimes than illegal immigrants do. I mean,
I don't necessarily disagree with that, but the numbers are we vastly outnumber illegal immigrants and immigrants in general as far as natural-born American citizens, naturalized citizens.
Yeah.
That's not really even a fair argument.
Well, how do you define libertarian? I mean, you called yourself a libertarian.
He's constitutionalist.
You're not sounding really libertarian to me.
I'm gonna tell you, I don't really identify with a political party anymore.
Okay.
Political party. I'm not a politician.
So you really don't care about freedom. You don't care about human freedom at all.
I care about liberty, freedom, and the things.
No, you don't.
Yes.
No, you don't.
Absolutely,
you don't care about freedom for other people.
See,
you only care about freedom for yourself.
You don't want to have an honest discussion because you can't fight facts. You can't.
Well, no, I'm asking you a question, and you don't want to answer it.
Answer me. Ask the question. Go ahead. I didn't hear a question.
You only care about freedom for yourself, don't you?
Do you think?
No,
I got a better question. Do you think that you can enforce immigration laws?
I'll answer your question. Let me answer that question. I care about freedom for every single American citizen that's a natural.
But not other people. Not other people in the world.
It's pretty exclusionary.
If they come to the country legally, sure. What about child sex trafficking? 20,000 plus children.
What does that have to do with anything?
They come through the southern border, a vast majority. Not all of them. A vast majority. How about drugs pouring into the southern border? You don't want to control that?
The southern border because they could be produced more cheaply down there. That's a drug war issue. And the people that are consuming child sex trafficking are Americans. So you've got a problem with Americans' appetite for child sex traffic, apparently.
I want to see an end to the war on drugs completely.
Explain to me how you're going to increase freedom in my life by controlling immigration and taxing me for it.
Controlling immigration. It's about forcing immigration in through legal means.
It's not about controlling, Mark. It's about forcing.
It's about forcing them to come in legally.
Here, I've got a proposal for you. Let me give you a proposal.
You know, your proposal is going to be dumb, I'm sure.
Okay.
He's got open eyes. He's got open mind, Mark.
I'm a dumbass. I'm just a
problem. Go ahead. You are.
My proposal is... Fire everybody at Customs and Border Patrol. Fire all of ICE. Fire all of that
exactly
stuff.
What exactly would that
Hold on, I'm not done.
The F word. I'm sorry. I had to hit the dump button there. I put him on hold, though, Mark, and now he's done. Now he dropped off the line.
Okay.
What's your proposal?
Let anybody come in who wants to come in and... You know, just put up a little kiosk there, ask them their name and, you know, get their information. Let them come in and work. They won't be eligible for any government programs and don't let them be eligible to vote for their lifetime. Just give them some kind of visa to work. Let them work. Let them build this country. So at that point, we're not talking about forcing immigration laws. You just make the law so that people can come in and here and work. And then you'll only get people who want to work, and you won't have to pay for them, and they won't be able to vote Democrat. Problem solved. You don't have to. Everybody doesn't have to get all up in arms. We don't have to build some dumb wall. And we don't have the big, wasteful government bureaucracy of Customs and Border Patrol that can be paid off by the coyotes to get people in.
Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Robert's in Indianapolis listening to WIBC-FM. Hello, Robert.
Yeah.
You're on the air.
I guess my question is, what's the number one task the government is responsible for? Like, I believe it's them to keep us safe, right, from the outside.
That's the idea.
They have no obligation to do anything of the sort.
Yeah, it's the truth. Like, that's something that's important to point out, that the United States Supreme Court has ruled time and again, not just once, but multiple times, that there is no obligation for the government to protect you. It is an organization that is formed to protect you, but it's a monopoly that has no obligation to protect you. Doesn't that sound like a recipe for disaster?
Right, right, but...
Yeah. No problem. This unaccountable bureaucracy that steals our money on a regular basis is obviously, we should put it in charge
give
of
it more
the most
power.
Important stuff.
Give it more power.
I'm not disagreeing with you on that. I'm not disagreeing with you. I mean, the more the government controls, the less liberty we got. I understand.
Great, yep.
But what's going to keep the bad guys from coming in and blowing up buildings? Stuff like that. I mean,
keeping the United States military out of their damn country.
There's got to be some kind of vetting on bringing these bad guys in. You can't just let them come in freely and take what we earn. Right.
I think it's depends on what kind of bad guy we're talking about. If we're talking about them terrorists, right, my first argument would be the United States military, which is currently in 1,000 foreign bases in 150 countries, should be...
Yeah, I don't agree with that either.
Right. Put them on the first thing smoking back to America so they can actually protect America. And then you won't have the problem of other people wanting to come here and blow up buildings.
No doubt about it. Robert, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. What about the bad guys in Washington, D.C. and all the state governments?
They're all right. They suck, but they're all right.
Those are the bad guys that really concern me because they're the ones that are constantly threatening your freedom, not some immigrants who just want to work.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in economic collapse or grid down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. freeescapebook.com. There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-5617 and use promo code FTL. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also, our Discord on-air call-in line rooms are open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. Discord, by the way, for those that don't know, is a free chat server that you can log into anytime you want. And there's apps for all pretty much devices, whether it be your cell phone, laptop, desktop computer. There's a Discord app for you, and it's a great way to call the show. But in addition, you can actually talk to and chat with, in either text form or voice form, other listeners of the program, including some of the hosts of the show. They'll frequently be found on the Discord server. Go to discord.lrn.fm. You can get started there. It's free. That's discord.lrn.fm. We go back to your phone calls and thoughts. You can bring up what you want. Let's talk to Tony. He's in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Tony, you're on Free Talk Live listening to WRNN.
Hey guys, how you doing? I love your show.
Thanks.
I just wanted to mention quickly about that guy earlier. I think his name was Byron.
Yeah.
One thing I learned when I used to be a Jehovah's Witness was that, emphasis on I used to be. The one true thing about religion is that religion is a snare and a racket. Most of the time, they're just trying to brainwash you with beliefs so they can control your life, and they just want your money for different things. And it doesn't matter what religion it is, whether it's Christian, Muslim, or any other religion, they all do the same thing. Very few people actually do good things and are kind and loving to one another to try to help other people. Most of the time, they're just trying to condemn people like that guy was doing on the phone. And I think what you guys are doing is a wonderful thing because you're promoting conversation so we can reach better freedom, better happiness in our lives. Opposed to being condemning one another, and because at this religion they think that by condemning other people, they're gonna convert them, and that's so far from the truth.
Yeah, it's the last thing that's gonna work is to embarrass somebody into somehow admitting that they've always been looking for your viewpoint in their life,
exactly.
Whatever that might happen to be. Yeah. Tell us about your story about the Jehovah's Witnesses. I'm gonna just guess you were raised Jehovah's Witness, and then how'd you get out?
What happened was, long story short, I was raised Jehovah's Witness, and then I started doing things that were not okay in their view, and they shunned me or disfellowshipped me.
What was the word?
Then,
disfellowshipped.
Disfellowship?
Disfellowship, which is another word so other people can understand it a little better, is they shun you. They just, they stop talking to you.
When you were a teenager?
Actually, when I was an adult, it happened like 5 years ago.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it happens to a lot of teenagers because, you know, I mean, it's hard to be a teen and then, you know, go into government school and seeing all that stuff that goes on there, and then, you know, that tends to happen.
Yeah, we've heard this about Jehovah's Witnesses, is that if they disfellowship you or whatever, if you quit the church, if your family stays in, they'll stop talking to you.
That is correct. Yeah, they basically ignore your existence.
Wow.
And unfortunately, they don't realize that by doing that, the suicide rate of Jehovah's Witnesses that has been disfellowshipped is extremely high.
I bet it is. Because all of the people that they knew, everybody that they grew up with, I mean, everybody they were close to.
It's basically the stated goal. I mean, you know, you can no longer love your family member, and people that feel unloved tend to commit suicide more often.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a pretty reasonable and expected result.
Yeah, and what they do too is that while you're a Jehovah's Witness, you basically they prohibit you from having any friends outside of the congregation. So if then you become shunned or disfellowshipped, you have no friends whatsoever. Because your friends are only in the congregation. So
you're completely out in the cold. There's nobody that you can turn to. And that, of course, keeps people in because they know what waits for them if they go on the outs. And they know how much, you know, at least how difficult that seems from the outset. Like that's a challenge, right, to start from zero like that and have to build relationships with people that you honestly don't have any kind of connection to because all you've known your whole life is the cult. And by the way, this excommunication is a sign that you're in a cult. If the group that you're in, part of the way they operate is to exclude somebody that, you know, goes on the outs, like the Jehovah's Witnesses. That's the long time, you know, long time has been a hallmark of a cult.
Yeah, and although, I mean, if you ever meet any Jehovah's Witness, generally speaking, they're usually sure they're very nice people.
Oh yeah.
Sure.
But their issue is the leadership. You know, their leadership is covering up for awful things that also happen inside the congregation. I've discovered that they have been covering for many years sexual predators inside the congregations. They don't report to the police.
Surprise!
And that is, if you do research about them, in Australia, there's a royal commission over there that uncovered a bunch of that stuff. There's a bunch of lawsuits in this country towards the Jehovah's Witnesses organization because they cover up sexual abuse within the congregation, within their members, instead of reporting it to the police like they should. Because they feel like, oh, we're going to tarnish Jehovah's name. Well, no, the person that tarnished Jehovah's name was the person doing the wrongdoing, so they should be the one excommunicated.
Right. Instead, if you point something like that out, you get put on the outs, and then you have no friends or family.
Churches do this over and over again. It doesn't particularly matter the denomination. They all seem to want to cover it up.
Catholics and Baptists have been accused of it recently.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't really matter the denomination because no matter what, that's what they're going to do because they're like, oh, we don't want this denomination name in the newspaper saying this bad thing, and then people won't want to come here because we definitely want to get people to come here because it's more important to save their soul than it is to worry about this poor abused kid or accused person or whatever.
Tony, anything else you want to share tonight?
Yes, and I just wanted to emphasize the one point that I said earlier. Like, religion is a snare and a racket. And funny thing is, the person that mentioned that was the second president of the Organization of Jehovah's Witnesses. He did it in a talk many years ago that he gave. That he said religion is a snare and a racket. But the thing he didn't realize that that includes them too. It includes every single one of them because most of the time, they're not promoting true united people through kindness and love towards one another.
There's Thank you for the call, Tony. Great call, man. You. Appreciate your thoughts. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. The toll-free number for you, 855-450-FREE. I don't think there's anything inherently wrong with religion, which is to say belief or understanding about what the nature of the universe is and God. But I think he might have meant more like organized.
Organized religion.
It seems like the larger the organization, the more corruption comes within it.
Well, yeah, the longer you've been, the longer an organization's been around, the bigger it gets, the more people involved, the more likely that somebody bad steals the wedding bell, and then you're off to the races. It should be about your personal relationship with your understanding of the deity or deities, whatever. I call it a mystery because I think it's a mystery, and I don't think we're going to figure this thing out, and we certainly shouldn't be screaming at each other over it.
No doubt about it. So if you want to join the conversation, you can bring up anything that you want, whether it's immigration, religion, or ridiculous government regulations on business. Those are some of the topics we've discussed tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged, when lethal force is necessary. Reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The blame game between the president and Democrats is heating up as the partial government shutdown drags on. Mr. Trump tweets he's waiting for them to reach out. But Democrats say the White House hasn't reached out to likely incoming House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
The bickering between Democrats and Republicans over a border wall is doing little to ease the concerns of federal workers who depend on a steady paycheck. During an interview on CNN, Tony Reardon, the president of the National Treasury Employees Union, talked about one individual who's unable to pay for his wife's headstone because of the shutdown.
He said that he is brokenhearted over that. That, I think, in some ways kind of encapsulates what's happening to federal workers. Our federal workers do a great service to this country, and to be treated the way that they are is indeed unfortunate.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Mark, tell me about how things are going over with hope.freetalklive.com, the fundraiser going on right now to help out an orphanage in Uganda.
Yeah, for whatever reason, I guess people, you know, thinking about the holidays and stuff, the donations kind of dipped off in the last week. We're at about, I think it's $4,300 we've raised to buy a piece of property so that the orphans of Kagoma, Jinja, Uganda, who we helped build a building for, can have a little piece of land to grow some crops on and to feed themselves and then, you know, maybe send those crops to the market, have a little bit of money so that they can have a teacher come and all the kids can get educated. Rather than currently, they're you know, they go out and beg and they raise some money and they go to the school that's nearby. It's actually cheaper to bring a teacher in because they can teach all the kids and then they can actually make a little money for having a teacher that's right in Kagoma as opposed to the kids going elsewhere. And we're matching every dollar that's donated. So if you donate $50, it turns into $100. Mm-hmm. We've got matching funds. If you go to hope.freetalklive.com, and you donate there, you know, currently we've got a team of matchers, which includes, you know, the Shire Free Church and other organizations, and it's great. So please, this is what I'm trying to do. This is my mission right now. We built them a orphanage, and now I want to make them, you know, self-sufficient so they don't have to beg.
Hope.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the Discord on-air call-in line rooms where Evangel Liberty is on the line.
Hey, guys. So I also wanted to call in and address our friend Byron from earlier, who was saying some things that really makes my team look really, really bad. I just wanted to kind of...
So you're a good Christian?
Say that one more
time. So you're a good Christian?
Christian. I attempt to be the best that I can.
Yeah, don't we all?
Right, yeah. I make absolutely no claims whatsoever that I'm, like, any type of perfect. I felt the need to call in and address the worldwide audience or whatever.
Before you go on, you didn't turn speaker back on, did you? Because the sound isn't the best quality. I mean, we can probably go with it, but I know that we did a little testing during the break. You didn't happen to accidentally turn the speaker mode back on, did you?
I don't believe I did. No, hang on just a sec. I still have push.
Yeah, so every now and then Discord, pretty good. It's a pretty good way of calling the show. Almost probably 9.5 out of 10 calls. It sounds pretty darn good. Just the audio's ducking out a little bit on this one, so.
Go ahead and make your statement. We'll try not to interrupt you.
Yeah, we'll try not to interrupt.
It's going to be a little harder to correspond.
Okay, well, I
oh, that's much better, whatever you did there. Go ahead.
You were right. Speaker came back on for some reason, but it... So, basically, what I just wanted to say to the worldwide listening community is when guys like Byron and others that I've heard come, they call in and they start spewing the kind of ignorance that they spew. I just want to ask you to please take those things with a grain of salt and reserve judgment on the evangelical community as a whole. Ignorance like that, yeah, there's a lot of it, but there is also a good many of us who are really legitimately doing the best that we can to live our lives in a way that truly honors God and truly tries to do the things that we believe He wants to do, which is the two great commands: love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself.
Yeah, you don't do that. Just for our listeners who might just be tuning in, the gentleman you're talking about, Byron, was one of those frothing at the mouth types of people who was yelling about how we're going to hell, and he actually seemed like he was taking pleasure in the idea that we were going to hell. So not the best advocate for his particular viewpoint.
Correct, and I'm personally tired of being represented by people like that.
I feel the same way. It's one of the reasons that I tend not to use the title of Christian when I discuss my own particular religion, and it's because, well, you know, when you wear that title, to some extent, you're allying yourself with these people that. You know, all the people throughout the ages who've had these crazy ideas and all that other stuff. And, you know, everybody's got their own particular belief system, and they each should be judged individually, and that's how I prefer to look at it. Sadly, having been in the evangelical community myself, Byron and that sort are...
Pretty common.
Yeah, not terribly uncommon. Certainly verbose.
Oh, I'm certainly aware there are a lot of them. One thing that I do need to say, and I know this is going to sound like an excuse, I don't intend it to be, but the thing people need to understand is when we become a Christian, when Christians become Christians, we do not cease to be human beings.
Sure.
And human beings, unfortunately, do horrible things to each other and say horrible things to each other, and that doesn't magically go away when we align ourselves with this belief. We are not supposed to We are supposed to attempt to be better. We are supposed to attempt to be more like Jesus every single day. And unfortunately, there are far too many people who they think that the fact that they said a prayer at the front of a church once is all that they need. They don't need to do anything
else.
There's
no practice necessary. You don't have to admit that you're wrong or even look back at the things that you've done and try to correct the errors because you didn't make any errors. You are perfect in God's eyes.
Right, yeah, no, and that's not true. We are all attempting to work out our salvation with fear and trembling, which is what we're told to do in the Bible. Which essentially means, and that doesn't mean be terrified of God all the time and be afraid that he's going to smite us. As a matter of fact, a little bit of insight. I work at a church. I actually, just before I started listening, I was actually, in a service. And, one of the things that was spoken tonight was talking about how, if we're doing the best we can to live as believers of Jesus, if we have trusted him for our salvation, we do not have to be afraid of his wrath. And so we should not be preaching wrath to other people, because that's not what he's trying to do.
I love that sermon, but I mean, to some extent, that's the selling point of modern Christianity. It's got the carrot, which is heaven, and the stick, which is hell. And I think that's to some extent what makes it such a popular and pervasive religion is because, hey, if you can't get them in with one, you get them in with the other.
Hey, Evangel Liberty, thank you for the call tonight, man. I do appreciate the reasonable approach and the thoughts. That's, by the way, sounded good there on our Discord server. Just had to turn the speakerphone off. As we continue here with your calls and thoughts, let's go to Larry in Indianapolis, listening to WIBC-FM. Hello, Larry.
Hey, good fences make good neighbors. But
only
one thing
if
I
they're
want,
voluntary.
But here, check this out. Now, this whole thing is really not about immigration because I've sensed it all through your conversation tonight. What this country was founded on is slavery, and it's coming right back around. History is repeating itself because yourselves, you want slavery. You want slaves that you can have for yourself to work for $3 an hour so you can have the advantage over your competitors. And also, if somebody was blocking your signal tonight,
slavery,
you would
okay?
call the government
working for
to
a
help
small
you
amount
out.
Of money is definitely not slavery. And if you want to hang on, Larry, we can bring you back and talk about it. But I've seen this on online profiles. People will describe themselves as a slave at some store or whatever.
Wage slave.
They'll just call themselves a slave at whatever.
If you get up and go to work in the morning, you're not a slave.
Yeah, there's more coming up here in moments. You can take control of the airwaves.
Insult to slaves.
Sure is. Yeah, you don't know what that word means. It's Free Talk Live.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condensed oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will. So pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Enough time for you. If you want to join us here, you can. Although if you're not already on the lines, you're probably not getting in tonight, because our lines are full of calls. But if you don't get in tonight, that's okay, because Mark, you're going to be here tomorrow night for the Sunday edition of Free Talk Live.
7 days a week, 365 days a year. That's Free Talk Live has produced a radio program for close to a decade.
More than a decade.
Now, we had a 6-day a week show before that.
Yep, that's right. We did. And so it's open phones every single night here on Free Talk Live. Feel free to join us any night, whether you're hearing us on the radio or not. We are here from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. Of course, over online at freetalklive.com, you can grab podcast version of the show. You can listen live to our live streams there. And you can watch us on Twitch over at twitch.lrn.fm. That is our video feed here in the studio in HD quality. That's our video, our preferred video platform. We do still have a YouTube channel, but that's in a lower quality. So if you want to see the best quality version of the show in video form, including Jazzy the Studio Piece, she gets included a lot on our video feed, which is makes it a lot prettier.
Whenever she's laying in her bed, she gets up there, and people like to see the dog sleep.
Indeed. She doesn't do much else. She's old.
She's an old girl.
But I think younger dogs would sleep, too. Anyway, check it out over at twitch.lrn.fm, and join us for New Year's Eve when we're going to be doing a special after show. We've been doing these for the last several weeks on Free Talk Live, where it's normally been Tuesday nights. We did one on a Friday. This will be our first Monday night after show, so New Year's Eve is a Monday. And normally, Mark, on Free Talk Live, we wrap up at 10 o'clock at night Eastern Time. We're never on the air for New Year's.
Everybody goes home, yeah.
Yeah, we may not go home. We might hang out or whatever, but we're never on the air when the clock crosses 12 in the Eastern Time Zone. And so now we can do that. Now that we have our Twitch channel, we'll do an after show.
You're going to be up that late.
You don't have to stay. Aria and I can hold the fort down here, and I imagine there's going to be a couple other folks here in the LRN.FM studios that will join us. But you can ring in the new year. If you're like us and you don't have anything else to do, you don't have any plans, then ring in the new year with us on the Twitch channel over at twitch.lrn.fm.
Let's not forget, New Year's Eve is amateur night. People are going to be on the roads.
You're
who
less
are
likely
not
to die.
To, yeah. They, who are not used to consuming alcohol in the quantity that they consume it.
Yeah.
And not used to taking an Uber to get home. Now, first off, I would recommend just don't go out. If you are going to go out, I'd recommend get somebody else to drive if you're going to consume alcohol. So
yep.
That's my advice for you on New Year's.
Good
amateur night, people.
If you're staying in, join us at twitch.lrn.fm for our special freer Talk Live, as we call it, since we are not burdened by those pesky FCC censors, and we can have a little bit more of a leeway.
Right, you can call in and cuss us out for real.
And we'll drop your call.
Yeah, like so many callers want to do.
All right, speaking of callers, we go back to the phones, and to the phone we got Tom. He's listening in Indianapolis to WIBC-FM. Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys, how are you, Steve?
Oh, you know what? I'm rude. I'm sorry, Tom. I'm going to put you on hold. I apologize. I forgot about Larry. I want to bring Larry back here because, Mark, you think we're going to continue with Larry. Sorry,
Larry.
About that,
sorry,
Larry.
You didn't have much time there,
got
buddy.
Distracted.
I was getting worried, but what I want to say to clarify myself, anybody that doubts what I'm saying, go back and get George Wallace's speech, The Civil Rights Act of 1964, A Hoax, A Fraud, and A Sham. Read the speech. You'll see its political correctness. It's backfiring on the Republicans now because they are the one that wanted it. They didn't have any idea of doing anything good for colored people other than to destroy them. Now it's destroying white people. So I just think that a lot of stuff you guys talk about, all right, but I know you got to stay on the air, so you have to have controversy. But when you know the truth, like religion, man who speaks creates God in his own image. That's the bottom line on religion. So
yeah, I would say that you're right on that, although you were wrong on the idea that having a job, a low-paying job, is slavery. I wish we had more time to talk about it, but I do want to get some other folks in here. Thank you, Larry, for your call tonight. If you're choosing to do something, it's not slavery. If you can leave any time, it's not slavery.
Yeah, even if the choices aren't that great, like, you know, it's poverty or
else this,
an unpleasant job, that doesn't make it slavery.
Let's go to Tom. Sorry about that, Tom. All right, now you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
How are you guys, Steve?
Yes, good, sir.
Hey, we're talking about immigration. He said that, you know, we can have a kiosk and just let people come in and work, and they're not allowed to vote.
That's me.
You know, I'm great with that, but, you know, do we not need to vet people? Do we not need to know who's here, what kind of disease they're bringing, you know? And not saying nothing bad about anybody, but
sure,
there's things in other countries that we have eradicated here. You know, and now we don't have medicines for them because we were no need for them. So how
usually
do we...
Let me address that. I think that that's the next best question after I've addressed the ones that I have. And I appreciate you bringing it up, Tom. So, now I'm not saying I have all the answers, but I'd like to point out to you, they don't have all the answers either. When we see outbreaks in this country, I mean, remember when the nurse came back with Ebola? Why didn't our government apparatus protect us from that? Well, I got a reason. I know why.
Because government sucks.
They suck. And
I agree.
They're going to continue to suck. They're not going to get better when you open the border and make anything go away.
They're
going to
get better if you give more money either.
Right. So if drug-resistant tuberculosis is somehow hiding in Honduras and is going to just wash across the southern border when we open it up and let people work hard here in this country, not get welfare, and not be able to vote, then by all means, how are we ever going to be able to fix drug-resistant tuberculosis if we don't let medical professionals here deal with it?
I don't know what else to say. I've never been tested for tuberculosis except for the times when I've gone to jail for civil disobedience. So every time I've crossed a border, nobody's given me a prick on the arm or anything like that. That's
right.
Never happened.
People are crossing the border right now with that same disease.
Yeah. So I wouldn't really worry about it.
No, and I agree. And you said if we would bring all of our troops home, you know, people wouldn't want to blow us up, wouldn't want to attack.
That's right.
But they would just for who we are, because
that's the old story. That's the idea that Osama bin Laden attacked us over Britney Spears and Coca-Cola. It's just not true. If you look at what these people say when they do their attacks, they have pieces of paper.
Bin Laden made statements.
They never, almost never make it into the newspaper because the newspaper doesn't want to promote the ideas of these terrorists. Well, their ideas aren't that insane. The reason Osama bin Laden attacked the United States was because of the United States' support of Israel and because of the United States' military presence in Saudi Arabia supporting a king that, you know, subjugated his people, that, you know, has a religion that's slightly different. If we hadn't had a military there, then he would have never had any currency and never been able to get across. No, people don't attack Switzerland, and they're prosperous, and they're westernized.
They got McDonald's there, too.
Yeah, they've got all that stuff.
Tom, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you. If you want to call and talk more, feel free any night. But I want to make sure we get some of the folks in here, like Jim, I believe, in New Hampshire. Jim, you're watching us on YouTube. Go ahead. Jim, going once. Jim, going twice.
Waving to you, too.
Don't have more time for that. Let's continue with Velma, listening to WIBC in Indianapolis. Go ahead, Velma.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
I am very interested in the fact that when we have some differences, we are expected to be truthful, and we want the truth in return. And some of those things provoke lawsuits where we wouldn't have to go through that if those things were handled properly. And I don't think the law is all that glorious about some of the things they do. They put infactual things in place, and then you have to fight them and take a lawyer or something, and you can't even get one.
Can you tell me what we're talking about here?
I'm hearing frustrations with the justice system and confusion about the law. Is that what you're saying, Velma?
Yes. I have been faced with an uninsured driver that was illegal on the road, and my insurance had to pay.
Yep.
And I know things got really turned around, and I am going to call a gentleman from your station to see what he might have to help me with.
Is there like an attorney show or something that you're going to call into on WIBC?
No, I called the girl on your station, and she said that most of their official people were out until after the first of the year. So
it's frustrating whenever it is that you're dealing. Obviously, we're not going to have time to get into the details on this, but the justice system is an unwieldy. Thank you for the call, Velma. It is an unwieldy beast. It is hard to handle. It is purposefully designed to be confusing to where you want to hire somebody who's an attorney, and then, of course, you're paying through the nose $300 an hour, billable hours, as many as they possibly can to, you know, run you up the flagpole and shake you out as get, you know, every penny out of your pockets.
I'd like to also point out what a syndicated show is. We're in New Hampshire. WIBC is in Indianapolis.
Yep.
And
great station.
Right. It's a great station, but they don't want any responsibility for us and our crappy advice. And so
we don't give legal advice. We're not attorneys.
That's right.
But I would say if you're in the law situation, you got to get one, unfortunately. I wish there was another way. We'll see you tomorrow.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.